I tried it one time when I was like 14, 15 with KJ, and they said this shit is trash. What the fuck are we doing here? I was like, this shit ain't for me.
The last episode, like, listen to this crazy motherfucker.
I want the same energy, Moses.
I want that same energy.
Oh, so you trying to make this a segment? You trying to make this a little high school segment? I'm telling about high school. Fuck it. That's high school.
I'm gonna sit right
here. High school.
I still ain't crazy.
It's high school, nigga. That's over 10 years ago. So you gonna turn this one on? I can't talk about it now. I'm just saying we gonna talk about some high school shit. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, you know, last episode we said we just trying some shit, and guess what?
We back to try some more.
We still trying some shit.
Going hard.
Right, we just trying shit. We don't give a fuck, nigga. Anyway, like I said, Dirty War Podcast. I'm Lex. We got Dave.
Moses.
We got engineer in the building. B Rich.
Chill.
One of the homies. You already know how we do. Shout out to Fayetteville. Shout out to the Dope Boys. Shout out to the Scammers. Shout out to all y'all niggas. You know what I mean? Shout out all y'all. All the street niggas.
Shout out the whole City Creek.
Ooh. For sure. Shout out the whole East Side. We in the Ville.
914, what up?
Yo. Yeah, we ain't gonna leave New York out.
Shouts out to the Merc.
Here you go.
You love it. Anyway.
Anyway, let's get into this shit, man. So, the fucking Dwight Howard.
what's really going on, bro?
Dave, what Dwight do?
Dwight got caught up with trying to be politically correct. A tranny nigga? I mean, that's not politically correct.
Today's
society would probably be transgender.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, shout out to them. You know, whatever.
I mean, but it's... Sheesh. Sheesh. Like,
Man.
You know what I mean? Like,
Listen, if that's what he like, that's what he like. His best bet is just to come out and do what he got to do. You know what I mean?
Nobody
gonna judge him once he's out.
Nobody really.
Is you gonna still really support that man? Like, still what? You know.
Well, shit, I don't own a fucking jersey of his, so no, I'm not going to support him. I don't support the nigga now.
But I mean...
But I wouldn't be mad at him. I don't give a fuck. What he do in his bedroom is what he do in his bedroom.
That's
just
true.
Just get out there and ball, nigga.
This shit is more acceptable now anyway, so...
That's all that matters.
You know
as long
mean?
As you like, balling.
Yeah.
Ball.
But he's balling. He's not balling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, well, then...
We're going to get into that.
That might be the problem.
I mean, you got to understand. Yo, he always been soft to me. Sorry. But... As far as balling, he's supposed to be Superman and all this other stuff. He smiled too much in the court.
Well,
that's my problem. Like, take the game a little bit more seriously, and then it kind of makes me see why I see.
According,
you know what I mean? Like,
according to homeboy, he is balling. You know what I mean?
He been balling.
You're retarded.
Little ball.
You are retarded.
I'm here all night, guys.
Jesus.
What's really going on?
Oh my God! Then it showed this some video or something start going viral about when he was on the sideline on the bench and his hand goes towards like a man's.
I didn't see that.
Man, don't make me pull it up. I'm gonna have to pull it up. It was something like that.
I believe you.
Like a lot of shit just starts circulating. Like once shit like that comes out, the next thing you know, what they gonna do? The internet is just gonna go crazy and just try to figure out
anything, like anything that looks suspect, they're just gonna put it out there. Boom. That's what they do. So that's what's so crazy about it. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, if that's what he do, let him do what he do. You know what I mean? I just want him in the ball. But I ain't no fan either, so it doesn't really matter to me, man. Fuck it. Whatever. What else? Like,
a wide shoulder, having ass nigga.
Nah. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's my turn?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Just passing.
First of all, like, I'm just tired of y'all. Let's get it straight.
It's a couple of them. Name them all.
Like, come on. Bobby Valentino. Young Buck, what you doing? Okay, so, come on.
That Moses shit.
Come on. Like, Dwayne, I don't care basketball. Like, a lot of them dudes, football is on the cover.
Dwayne.
I don't even know his name, so that's a shame.
See? Yeah, I'm just saying. You said Dwayne.
He's having a good game sometimes.
Sometimes.
Whatever your preference, I mean, that's your personal deal. But, Young Buck. I'm just disappointed because, you've been through so much. First you cried. You've been through you crying.
Well, that nigga ought to know he can't be talking on the phones after what 50 did.
I
agree with that.
He should have got the recording thing packed.
That should have been lesson learned. I agree with that. But at the same time, first you make a video, I was like, all right, I believe the dude. He probably just said what something did we had to do. He might have sold him a bag or something. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Then I hear you on the phone crying, telling me, man, I paid the money for what? You gonna do what? What is going on, man? I'm like, funny. Oh, Buck, you my dog. Black gloves, black man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm listening to you, dog. Like, what's going on? Like, you
basically
said that's the truth about
that first album was still a classic, though.
I still think the first one was a classic. What's that? Was it straight out of Cashville, right?
Yeah. I can't describe it as a classic.
That's the one with Stomp on it.
Yeah.
That's a classic, though.
I think it's a classic? I don't know if it's a classic. I think it's a good album. I don't think it's a classic.
It's a good album.
That shit not.
Classic is a strong word when it comes to music.
I was told. I can't discredit him.
Fucking Moses.
It's a good album in the classic era. There you go.
I can't discredit him.
G-Unit era is classic. That's a classic era.
They really put some shit together, so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's a classic album. I think it's a good album.
Anyways, and Bobby Valentino, another. You got caught up in the room.
You gonna keep saying it's a classic.
You got caught up in the room.
You
didn't even get all your stuff. That's how I knew. Like, oh yeah, you've been doing this for a good minute. You've been doing this for a good minute. You didn't get all your stuff. Just ran down the hallway.
Oh, you talking about Bobby Valentino?
Yeah, Bobby Valentino.
Yeah, he got caught on the camera too.
He told him to slow down.
Which, shit was crazy.
Who you telling to slow down now? Now I'm confused. You know what I'm saying?
So let me
in those
down.
Jeans.
This nigga was half naked. Who's naked? Ran it down the hallway.
No socks.
Come on.
I know he showed up there with flip flops on. Like
he was running up out of there. That shit was crazy. That shit was funny.
So you be man. This nigga going to see trannies.
People hating.
Wait, listen, this nigga going to see trannies and he getting ass naked in the room. This nigga crazy. What in this shit is
happening?
At least
Young Buck had his
what year was that when that shit happened?
Nigga, that was like last year.
You think it was last year?
Yeah. Or 2 years ago? No. That was like
two, three years ago, right?
Yeah. Ain't nobody here nothing for
like, Bobby, come see me, Bobby. Bobby. That's the way I feel like, Bobby, what's going on?
Moses is crazy.
Nah, I'm just saying, he need to slow down. Slow down. A lot of y'all need to slow down.
If they just come out, it wouldn't be a problem.
That's the thing.
That's the moral of the story.
Just come out. Like.
Right. I mean, because, nobody cares, really. I mean, it's more accepted, like we just said. It's more accepted now. So, if that's what you do, that's just what you do. I think it's better when you do come out.
Nobody
cares. Nobody discredits
you.
Right.
You got,
you know what I mean?
Gay artists out there, like Elton John. Who else is popping
that's
gay?
I don't know,
because
I ain't really get into it, to be honest.
Who?
Young
Man.
Yeah.
A lot more other people, but I don't know.
Right.
Nobody's judged nothing.
How y'all feel about the 13-year-old girl we reported last episode? She's found. She's found dead. She's found dead.
Say about a couple miles away from where they right. where she got taken from.
So rest in peace to I want to say her name was Hanaya, something like that, out in Lumberton. But it's, you know. Rest in peace to her. Hopefully, I don't even think they found the person that even committed a crime towards her. So we want to say rest in peace to her. Hopefully, the prayers and the family. You know what I mean? How you feel about that, Moses? They finding that little girl, you know what I mean, dead. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's sad. I mean, I feel for the family, but hopefully, like, I just want them to find the killer. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Because what's crazy, when the family find the killer, like, it's really going to be sad. Like,
right.
That's the bad thing.
Right, but right.
Nobody wants to see nobody die, but, like, it's tragic. It just makes me, like, what really happened? Like, what led to this? Because this ain't no just, it just happened.
Yeah.
Something popped off that we don't know about.
It's crazy how she, you know, because she was missing, you know what I mean, for a while, since November 5th. And then, like I said, we just finding out not too long ago that she was found and she was found dead. And it's like, wow. Like, what's going on out here in North Carolina? It's crazy. Like,
it is crazy.
Jeez, how you feel about it, Dave?
Yeah, shit's crazy, man.
Word.
So, ain't nothing really, really.
Word.
I was hoping she'd still be alive, but.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It make me wonder.
What are you talking about?
It's like a jungle. Like
Welcome to jungle. The jungle.
Yeah,
what's going on out here?
Jungle.
Word. That's crazy, man. It's life, fucked up.
They shooting the schools down here and fucking.
Man, let's get into that shit. Yeah,
shooting schools down here.
So yeah, it was like last month sometime. I'm glad we bringing this up too, because it's crazy out here in North Carolina and it's sad. But it was like a month ago. I remember reading this, but. Two high school students, they ended up getting in a fight in the hallway. You know what I mean? So you know how it is when you're in school. Everybody want to see the fight or whatever. So all the other kids are around it watching this fight, whatever.
Yeah.
So my guess is dude was pretty much getting the best of the other dude or whatever. And then he pulled out a gun and shot him right there in the hallway. Like, he's like, really?
That's crazy.
Right in the middle of the hall, like where other bystanding students are. Like,
it's that world star era, man. Don't nobody want to be made
shit is...
example of or made fun of on the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So niggas gonna go the extra mile to win that argument.
Yeah.
But they not thinking that shit through.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Moses?
Well, like he said, it's just that nobody want to fight no more. Like, nobody's really fighting because half of them can't fight no way. So it's just easy just to pop off.
Especially in this era.
Yeah, and just shoot a gun. These young kids. Like, because, back in my day, like, you just fight.
We was
just
fighting.
Yeah. Don't buy no gun. Like, if you had a gun, like, you use it in a
case of emergency.
Yeah, bad situation. Like,
not to say we didn't have the guns. We was like, we going to fight
like
first.
Crazy for it. Yeah, but, like,
for real.
We weren't popping off like that. We just fighting.
Yeah.
You had to get it with the hands. That,
ball you
win or lose,
up.
Like, you still was cool. And most of the time, you be cool with the person. You respect the person.
You respect the person more when they like, all right, well, yeah, let's throw the hands too.
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, the kid throw that, like, and then another thing, like, how the kid to get the gun. Lose, but,
right.
Just like,
another day.
Right. Right, for sure.
Just like, we can get a gun, they can get a gun too easy. So, you got to look at that too. And if it's around, like, the parent ain't locking it up, then...
How many fights you got in high school?
I was a cool man. I didn't really get too much. I mean...
Right, cool. Okay. Well, then, like how about this? No, all right, let me rephrase the question, then. How many fights have you seen during high school? You know what I'm saying? Like,
seen a few, but ain't nobody pulled no gun out.
But see, that's where I'm getting at.
You just see like six fights,
right?
You already know every year, even like you seen it, Capri. Yeah. Like, it was just everybody fighting, you know what I'm saying? And that was the thing, like, it was you getting out your name.
And back then, nothing. What type of, did you have a cell phone back then?
No.
You ain't had no cell phone. We had cell
in
phone.
High school?
Yeah. Did you? Probably in the high school.
We had closer to the end of high school for me. Closer to the end of high school.
We had cell phones. Right. And they was, I think the recording was around the time, but you couldn't really record too long.
Yeah.
And then the picture quality was bullshit.
Yeah.
Nowadays these kids got fucking phones with amazing cameras. And they record the shit. Next thing you know, you on Instagram getting your ass beat.
Right.
You got a meme and the background music playing in the background. Yeah. And shit. Yeah. And then
Lord knows we don't get knocked out. Right. So, like, don't go to sleep.
They gonna put the Michael don't go to sleep. Crying
you ever
face
seen somebody
on
go to sleep, Dave? You ever seen somebody go to sleep?
I'm not sure.
Moses, you ever seen somebody go to sleep?
Yeah, because you know I was out in the strip clubs. I lot of niggas go to sleep, especially with the
no. I'm talking about saying,
like a punch. Yeah.
No, here you go. Right here. There you go. Take you that. No, I'm talking about I'm talking about like when a nigga hit a nigga and that nigga is literally laid out on the ground asleep.
Yeah,
like for real. You ever seen that?
Nigga,
I've seen it.
Those skills will pop and shit like that happen. Like,
yo, engineer, popping. You ever seen a nigga go to sleep? Like you ever seen a nigga get knocked out go to sleep?
Oh
yeah. I seen this shit happen one time.
Made me a believer.
Yo, I seen this shit happen one time.
I said, I'm gonna give you one just like that.
Yeah, that shit was. I seen it happen a couple times, actually.
I seen nigga, get his head cut with a razor.
Ooh, so that's that New York shit.
that's New York. I don't see why you ain't no rapper right now. That made me want to spit some balls.
Yeah, you need to start writing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
That's regular shit.
But that shit is. Yo.
Watch a nigga get a buck 50 across his face.
Right.
But that shit is crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That shit that happened with this high school student who happened to lose his life because he's defending himself in school. That's crazy.
See, that's the thing. You take that life, nobody think about that family too, from like what you already lost. You know what I'm saying? What you lost from doing that.
And you're very young, so.
Yeah, your family too, you're not thinking about that.
You're going to jail for a very long time. Because you thought it was cool to pull out a gun and kill somebody. And you got plenty of witnesses right there. All that whole crowd of students seen all that shit.
In the era of instant cameras, trust me.
Yeah.
Even if nobody caught the act, they caught the milliseconds, if not the very seconds after that.
Right.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
It's gone. I just feel like a lot of kids just doing a lot of stupid stuff. And then it depends on the influence, too.
True.
A lot of times, like, it's just, they look at one thing and be like, oh, yeah, this is how you're supposed to do it. Nah, let's do it different.
Where are they getting that from, though? I would say social media.
Just trying to
get the likes. Just trying to be popular.
You see it on there, like, a lot of cases get caught up, especially people shining. Look what we get. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Why are you telling that?
I was snitching on
this. Yeah,
yourself,
like,
huh?
you dry snitching on yourself.
And we talked about that.
Nigga, dry snitch on his homeboy. Tell me he put him on. Yeah, my boy, yeah. You see my boy.
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? What?
Snitching at all time high.
Yeah, just crazy.
Like, snitching at all time high because of fucking social media.
Go rob a nigga and then post a picture with the shit on, like he's shining and shit.
Now, I remember one time, this was a while ago, but a dude posted a video and, he's like, I thought it was real. I don't know if it was real, but he was filming himself. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to walk up and see homie, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, he walked up to him and shot him and kept on walking. And it was all on camera. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing out here, man? Like, really, what are they doing? what the fuck are they doing out here, man? Are they, like, on camera? That's how you feeling? On camera. Posted on social media.
There
was another incident where somebody was posting something while they're doing something on camera. The dude was driving, the girl was recording in the passenger seat.
Oh, they was busting in the air,
This was some high schoolers. This was some Caucasian high schoolers. The dude, which was the victim.
People. You ain't gotta say Caucasian. You can say white people.
The dude that was the victim, this nigga had just got off the bus. Mm. And it was like, oh, there he's going right there. All next thing you heard was the gas.
Jesus.
Boom! Nigga rolled over the car. God, she was like, damn. Oh, are you serious? You could have heard him.
That was her voice?
And then he was like, he was like, fuck him.
That was the voice.
Kept it moving. Yeah, cracked the windshield and all that. So,
I didn't even see that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see that shit neither. I don't even know what the fuck.
Like, what are people
about.
Doing? Like, that's how crazy it gets. Crazy. Like, it makes you think, what the fuck? Like, what do you want? I'm good. I'm good. I don't want it.
What you don't want, Moses?
Whatever they doing, because something is happening.
Who are they? You said whatever they are doing. Who are they?
The dumb people.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Out there.
Yes, most definitely, my mans. Yo, so like we said, rest in peace to the 13-year-old going to Lumberton. Rest in peace to that high school student that was out there in Charlotte that got shot. We don't wish no more of that bullshit. That's fucked up. That's how we feel at Dirty Water Podcast.
Love and blessings to the family, though.
I think it's more so on parenting. People need to start, you know, parenting their kids. I got two kids myself. Moses got one I know of. Yo, when you gonna have kids? Dave, when you gonna have kids, nigga? Like, when you gonna turn your mother into a grandmother? Because you getting old.
I'm not worried about that shit.
Damn. You getting old, though.
Nah, man, he had to, like,
You getting old.
Yeah, like Joe Butts. You know what I mean?
What? Who?
You don't want to do nothing.
Joe got kids.
Right. What are you talking about?
No, he don't want to do nothing with his girl right now.
Oh, nah.
What are you talking about?
We not on that way.
You a mother. You not going to do that. Yeah. You a mother.
Yeah, I'm not there on that way.
Moses.
There you go.
I think you need to turn your mother into a grandmother. No?
I think you need to worry about your mother and her grandkids.
It's going to happen, people. It just takes time.
My mother and her grandkids. Oh, right. I had to put that together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Look, it just takes time, man. Don't worry about it, man. Right. They going to put one in.
I'm worried about them, too. Fuck you talking.
Nine of us.
You're going to have a little dish. Yo, it's going to be the funniest.
Yo, I ain't going to flex, though. Yo, Dave, don't have kids, man. Let's just be real.
Man, have kids.
Nah, let's be real. Don't have kids.
Have kids.
No, don't have kids. Why? No, Moses, why? Why have kids? Why?
They're a blessing, man. They
true.
They make you into a man that you are today. You
true.
Know what I mean?
I agree with that, too.
They grow you up real quick, especially if you're doing doing stupid shit. Just make you think about other stuff than yourself. You can't think about just yourself. You got somebody else to think about.
Mm-hmm.
That what makes you a better person. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that. It just makes you a better person. Not everybody feel that, you know what I'm saying?
What about the expenses?
It's crazy.
See, now.
Like, you really, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You just love a person, like, you don't even care about the money. That's how it is.
Ah, see, I like that. I like that. No, I like that, definitely.
You don't get money, man. Bless his heart.
That's how I am with my kids. I don't, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's still in your mind that.
It still costs that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck? Like, every time. Like, sir, you okay? No, I'm not okay, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Check my check.
They're expensive.
I'm just joking. Like,
no, you're not joking.
It
is true.
It is expensive.
Nah, because you got to think, like, they're growing every day. You got to buy them clothes. They're going to school. You know what I mean? They want things, so you want to try to provide that. Video games, just different things that they like, toys, whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But then at the same time, you look at that little human being that you created, and then it's like, I got to take care of that for a minimum of 18 years.
But it's at the same time, it's always like a mini you. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It's you.
Yeah.
No matter what, you always see you in them.
Right.
All right, moving on.
You see a legacy. Somebody hating over here because I see a legacy.
Because he ain't got no motherfucking kids. He can't relate.
You know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
Dave, that's why I call you fraud.com, man. You always be on some.
First you tell me I need to have some kids, and then you say I'm hating because I ain't got no kids. Nah, I'm not worried about that.
I ain't think of it like that.
There we go.
Whatever, nigga. Yo, so
he ain't
got to
spend nothing on Christmas. That's what he, I know what he think. He ain't spending. Yeah, you going to spend.
I ain't even really thinking about Christmas, though. I I ain't on no Christmas shit.
Ain't getting nothing. That's the way it is when you're a father. You don't get nothing for Christmas. Maybe some socks.
My son's birthday.
Thermals.
My son's birthday is around Christmas, and then on top of that, it's like I don't need Christmas to get him anything. You know, as long as he's doing good in school, whatever. Boom.
Yo,
we good.
You know what I tripped out on Lex?
What's up?
When our sons hanged out, they were my son told me like, "Yo, yeah, we was hanging out, you know, we was rapping."
So that's how he sounded. That's how he sounded.
Yo, Dad, we was chilling, man. We was rapping. Man. I'm like, what?
Right.
He's rapping.
Yeah, y'all was spitting.
No,
so
it was rapping.
I don't know, man. I feel like
how old is your son? How old is your son, Moses? He's okay. So yeah. Cause
I'd be wanting to say 10. I'm trying to keep him at 10.
My son might be 10 in two weeks. We're going to the Lakers game. He wants to see LeBron and Lonzo Ball. So we're going to do that. Shout out to Charlotte Hornets. Yeah. He's going to do that. He said, fucker having a party and shit.
So the little cousins going to be rappers, going to be they manager?
They might be rappers. Yeah.
Might be doing something.
Like I'll help them write.
I'm not going to stop that because they're saying it might be a dream, but.
I'll help him, right? Yeah. You know, I don't want to be famous. Jeez, I don't want to be famous. Fuck that famous.
I just want to be in the back.
You want to be famous, Dave?
It's a fucking backwood.
Nigga, I'd rather be rich than famous.
You want to be famous, Dave?
I want the famous checks.
Hey, you want to be famous, Moses?
I just told you. Rich to famous. One of amigos. Rich to famous.
I don't want to be famous at all though. Like I want to be rich and then not even have to be on TV or be on camera.
Yeah. But if limelight comes, like I cherish it, like because you know, people that's like you and showing you love, like you don't get that everywhere. That's nice.
But they don't have your best interest either.
Yeah, but
you see how the stars do, man.
You said what?
So you see how the stars.
Like, a lot of them do show love, like, because you gotta understand they do be tired, like, going to tours and stuff like that, still sign autographs, that's love.
Right.
But still taking that picture, knowing they tired or don't care, like, yeah. You know, that's love. Some of them don't do it, I can understand why. I'm not saying it's bad. You be tired, shit. So, I'm probably like, nah, nigga, I'm my son. What you talking about? You know, ice cream cone, you talking about? An autograph, like, what you talking about?
Yeah, there you go.
But you know what I'm saying?
I hear you better now. There you go.
It's crazy, like, you gotta watch that fame, man. That fame is crazy. Paparazzi, I can't do that.
Paparazzi.
I really can't do that. I don't want to be famous because I don't want to be, like, second. Let's say I want to go outside in my robe, outside of my crib and go get the paper in the mail real quick, and then there's motherfuckers trying to snap pictures of me. I don't want that shit.
Yeah, that shit.
But see, that's trash. Thing. I can see y'all.
Let's say I go to the airport. I'm flying somewhere. Y'all see me. I'm like, yo, back up. I'm chilling. Like, this is I'm minding my business. I don't want to be famous at all. Like, I swear to God. Like, I swear. Fuck that.
I say, keep you a nice, vicious pit around or something like that.
Ooh. Or Akita. I'm about to get Akita.
I can see like Dave, like paparazzi going on Dave, like yo, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, Dave gonna embrace it. He gonna love it. He's like, yeah, come over this way.
Nah, yo, get my better angle.
See what I'm talking about, man? Nah, get the fuck out of here.
Too much flashy shit.
Hey, yo,
Versace robe on.
Not the Versace.
Yeah. Oh, famous ass nigga, you know man. Fuck. Oh, Hollywood ass nigga.
Nah, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Fuck out of here. Man, I ain't fucking with that.
Yo, Lex Front, man. You got a Versace robe on.
Who me?
That's what I want, son.
Who me?
Yeah, man.
Hell no.
I seen it.
Nigga, listen, I wear sweats and t-shirts. I wear basketball shorts and t-shirts. I don't wear no type of designer shit. Nigga, I promise you. I'm not into the designer shit, bro.
Only nigga in the family got a smoking jacket.
A what?
A smoking jacket.
Nah.
I'm about to get me one. Them shits is hard.
What the fuck is that?
A smoking jacket? Get like a silk or a velvet smoking jacket? Wear it when you smoking so your clothes won't smell like smoke?
Yeah. Tough. I ain't know nothing about that. I ain't know nothing about that. Oh, a smoking jacket.
Come on, man. You live in the luxury life.
Like, I don't live like Moses. I don't live luxury life.
I can't afford a white Hennessy. I never seen white.
That's because I went on a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, come on.
On the cruise I'm going on. Little boat.
You can go on a cruise.
Little boat.
You want to go on a cruise? You want to go on a, you can go on a cruise? You want to go on a cruise?
Man. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's go. Everybody. Dirty water. Have you know, a podcast on the cruise.
Yeah, we can go to eat. Yeah. Ooh. Are we gonna kill that bottle tonight?
What is looking
or the dirty like, water? Let's do it, man. Let's like do it. It. No leftovers tonight. All episode right, 2. Like I said, shout out to the Ville. Shout out to the Dope Boys. Shout out to the Scammers. Shout out to. I don't fuck with you finessing niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that finesse. I don't fuck with that finessing shit. But whatever.
Shout out to all types of niggas. What I'm fucking tired of?
No, is these shout out damn to all bums. The real niggas though.
Fuck these bums, man. Tired of going to the store.
Now we ain't getting to that relax. Yet. We ain't getting to that yet though. We ain't getting to that
I'm
yet.
I'm sick of it though.
Now, I know you are. Right no. That's a yo.
I'm angry right now.
Look. We saved the Ville segment for the end. We ain't gonna talk about that yet. What we gonna talk about is this motherfucking Meek album though.
Meek. Tough.
Mill. Hard. How you feel about the album, Moses? Did you hear it?
I hear most of it. Like I like Rick Ross and Jay-Z. That was tough.
I know, but I'm talking about the actual album though. Oh, like did you hear the whole complete album? There's other songs on there, but we're gonna talk about that too. But there's other songs on there.
I listen to most of the songs I need to listen to, man.
Yeah, this shit was hard, man.
But the jump was hard. Was like, tough. Yeah, grown like
that sample he got from that Mobb Deep shit.
I'm just shit saying he grown as an artist though. I'm pretty.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
that
sure.
Shit hard. That shit's hard. He is definitely grown as an artist. I agree with
you. It was hard to kind of come back from that Drake. Not like Drake killed him like that, but Drake did kill him. But he didn't kill him like that for him to like go down like that. I just feel like most of his music was tough, like levels to the shit that was tough. But this new album, I just felt like a new vibe. Like he's just on his grown man.
He was
shit.
Locked up too, so
yeah. I mean, that's a different feeling to me trying to get out with the shit. So
he also
stop
woke
fucking
shit.
With Meek, man. Let that nigga live.
I
man.
Fuck with Meek. Meek be spitting.
He'll live a whole life already, man. Let that
Meek,
nigga grow up.
Meek
man.
Write his fuck, shit. Fuck Meek be spitting.
This is fuck with Meek.
How you feel about it, Dave?
That shit tough.
You like it?
Yeah.
You bought it?
Did I buy it? No. Stream
here
it.
Here you go.
I don't usually buy records.
No, I'm gonna buy it, man. I ain't buying it. I got title though. Yeah. I streamed the fuck out. I'm still streaming it.
For sure.
I'm still streaming it.
For sure.
I'm gonna buy it, man. I'm supporting my nigga, man. He going hard.
Championships was a great record. Yeah.
All
Respect
those
the Game
records.
Is a good. Yeah.
All the motherfucking samples.
Oodles and Noodles Babies, definitely. I like this shit. How you feel about Cardi on that shit?
Cardi was tough.
Cardi was stupid on that shit.
I think a lot of people don't sleep on Cardi, but she got a lot of shit, man. She's flowing right now.
I fuck with Cardi, man. I love her hustle. I love how she move. I love how she ride her beats. I love how she can talk her shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she rolled that shit. Man, how did you feel about that Ross verse? What you think?
Well, everybody bodied that shit. Everybody bodied that shit.
All right, called What's Free, right?
Yeah. You know what it's called, nigga.
No, I was making sure.
Nah, you just talking about, you just trying to say, like, he was talking about Tekashi, man. Like, I don't know.
Dave said that he was talking about Tekashi.
That was a little line referencing, Tekashi's situation or whatnot.
I just thought it was a tough line.
But one thing it was definitely a tough line.
Yeah.
One thing I do think, though, is that nigga wouldn't have said that shit if Tekashi was out.
Hold on. Why you say that?
Told him to suck his dick quick. He don't want to hear that because then he going to have to do something because he's a man of a certain age.
You just saying
you know
that
because
you're a New York nigga.
Nah, I'm just saying, my nigga. You don't think Tekashi would have told that nigga to suck his dick? He'd have been tight?
He told Ludacris.
So he waited.
Tekashi probably would have definitely told him.
He would have definitely told him. So he, you know, he
probably would have definitely told him.
He can't tell him that now.
But maybe he'd be able to send a message out some kind of way. He'd be like, "Yo, we're all sucking my dick."
Suck my
some kind of way. Some kind of tweet or whatever. Like,
but you know,
that shit is. I don't know if he was talking about it or what.
Tekashi ain't doing that, man. He's trying to get his shit straight.
He can't worry about that right now.
Okay, I'm just saying though, Dave, you say that, but what why would he say that though?
Cause it's rap, my nigga. You address shit in rap.
It's
a hard witty line.
But what I'm saying is, what does Ross have to address with Tekashi? Why is he even have to say that?
You got to ask Ross that. I can't tell you why he did it, nigga. That's just, he did it, nigga.
It's not even why he did it. Like,
you can't say racketeering charges, purple hair, and not think he talking about what's in it. You know what I mean? Old boy.
Talking about homie, right?
Yeah. Can't
6ix9ine and shit.
This is the same dude that talked about Birdman. Why would he not talk about him? Getting at Birdman, but at the same time, like, this was just a hotline. I feel like it won't really... Just towards him, like, oh yeah, it was just a high line, like that shit tough. Like, I'm sorry, like, yeah, that's what happened, nigga. Like, damn,
yeah.
Like,
I feel you.
Kids need to understand that. Like, if anybody get that line, they get it. Be like, yeah, like that nigga did fuck up. Make them think.
My thing is, what I'm saying is, Ross is like what, like 40 something years old, 40 years old, whatever. And Tekashi 6ix9ine is like 22 years old. What, like, what do you have to address about a purple hair? I'm saying, what does he have to address at that age with a little purple hair?
That nigga was just putting it out there in the rhyme, my nigga.
That line tough, just like when...
But I like Ross, so I just want to know what's going on. Like, what makes you say that?
What you mean, nigga? You don't think Ross could say a line that's just throwing shit out there? Like fucking Uncle Murder do when he do the...
What I'm saying is, he dissing
Jay-Z
him
Jay-Z do the same thing, too?
No, I'm saying though, is he dissing him now?
I don't know. It might not be a diss. Nah, it ain't a diss.
Okay, he's just throwing it out there.
Okay.
That's what I was getting at. Like, is he dissing him?
I don't feel like it's no a diss. I just feel like it's a hotline. Like I said, I just feel like it's a hotline. I think everybody feel like that. If not... It.
That's all. Right.
He don't have no problem to, like, talk about it.
Right.
It's nothing to him, so it's like,
right.
It's just focus on the music. It was just tough. Like what Jay-Z said was tough too. A lot of people can be like,
"Oh, we can get to that whole verse."
A lot of people can be like, "What the fuck you doing, Coon? What you doing?"
We can get to that whole verse. Like, niggas need to leave Hov alone. This is like,
I mean, he just spent jewels like no more time. Like that's what he do.
First of all, 444 was the Bible. What?
For the marriage people.
No, hell no. I'm not for the marriage people. I'm saying for the community to spend your money better. Stop blowing it on dumb shit. Do it wisely. Yeah. Be a businessman.
Yeah, that
own
that,
your shit.
You had a few.
Like, don't look at just what he said about because he was cheating and shit, but it's still some other shit that was going on with it, too.
That was a few records, but you can't say it's the Bible. If you're going to say that, name the records.
That's the Bible, too, the nigga cheating. I mean, it's the Bible, too.
Like I said, it's the Bible to y'all marriage niggas. This is what I'm saying. These young niggas, they not hearing that no cheating.
No,
shit,
okay,
not,
yeah,
you
I
can't.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's not the Bible to them. It's the Bible to y'all. But you know, it's a.
How you feel about the verse on the Meek album?
The verse is hard, my nigga.
I was listening to the verse. Like, how many bars did he give the nigga? And how much did Meek have to pay for that?
Meek can't pay for that.
I know, but it's just like, well, goddamn, nigga, sheesh.
And
like,
I don't think he
thought he was gonna stop.
I don't think he told Hov like, yo, just give me 16. No, he just gave him the beat and told him to do his thing on it.
Right.
You know, like I think Hov that all of them just bodied it. Like it was just a body song. I don't think like. Nobody was left out. I think all of them did their thing. Like me, you know what I'm saying?
Hov almost 50.
Yeah.
Rapping better than all y'all niggas.
That nigga's almost 50 years old. It's crazy.
He just showed me, like, you can still, like, have longevity. I just feel like, just like the rock and roll, because rock and roll, they can do this forever until they die. They have no problem, like, selling out concerts. So it's the same thing, I think, now with hip-hop. So it's kind of like, it's mad love right now. So
yeah,
it depends on how you go with it.
There's a... You bring up rock and roll. Does rock and roll exist anymore now, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's still rock and roll and hip-hop, especially.
I don't know. Like, some little stuff you look at. I don't know if I'm going to agree with that. I don't hear no.
You might not know it, but it is as influence, but at the same time, like, rock and roll right now, I don't know too much about it, right? Like now, but
yeah, more so back in the day,
like back in the day, yeah, it was tough. Like
more so, the white kids is on the hip hop wave now, though.
Yeah,
like there ain't no more rock and roll. I don't hear no rock and roll
unless
the hip hop.
When I say rock and roll, like a rock and roll beat, but it's still hip hop. You still hear that no matter what. That's been going on through hip hop for the longest. So like since Party Like a Rock Star. So.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. Before that.
What?
Rock and roll and hip hop. I mean, you got Run DMC, Walk This Way. Like, come on. I'm talking about
right now. Is any rock and roll going on right now? Is what I'm saying. Like, current shit.
You talking about just rock and roll music?
Yeah.
Yo, you asking the wrong niggas. Don't nobody listen to that shit.
But it's still, you can still hear it.
I'm saying if you looking for it, there might be something for
it's
you out there.
Like,
but I ain't looking for that
what
shit.
What you mean, like black rock and roll? I'm talking about rock and roll and hip hop.
What?
I mean, there's a lot of music out there we don't know about, so we can't say what's really there. But what I was talking about is a lot of rock and roll influence in hip hop. That's what I was saying. And there's a lot of hip hop influence in rock and roll. We just ain't listen to them.
Yeah, hip hop take sounds from everywhere. You know what I mean?
That's
definitely true. JB Blockboy got a song out right now. I made a club rock.
We definitely quit to sample some shit.
That's the thing.
Sure. Take it, mix it up, make it sound great, and
make it better.
Yeah, make it spin out real quick.
They on the Diddy.
So they did, right.
I want to remix it.
Add a beat pattern to it. So
you a star. I'm on my Stevie J shit.
Yeah, so
Mimi loves Stevie J. I want to say that. You know it. You love Stevie J. Oh, soon as he give you that little beefcake, you going back.
Oh, shit.
Got that beefcake for you, baby. Go back.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Moses.
The Giovanni slippers on.
Yeah.
In the reunion.
Yo, come on, man. Chill out, man. Jesus Christ. Yo, one of our next topics was...
Your button old. He can't even get a blue pill. Nah, for real. I'm sick of it. We've been skipping that.
Yo,
Joe Budden needs a blue pill.
Go ahead. Yo, you want to get that love hip hop shit?
Nah, I'm sick of it. I would have hit Shorty off with the blue pills. Took two of them. I'm going in. I'm sick of
you.
Keep talking about it.
You are going
in. I'm going to kill it at this podcast. That's all it is.
No, your mother. What?
Sound like old mafia, like had two meatballs in his mouth.
So no, you want to talk about this love and hip-hop.
But I love Joe Budden, so I like what he said to Safari, like, nigga, stay real, like, stop being this fake shit.
Like, the funniest
he really could got his ass whooped. Just like the last time when Meek Mill boys whooped his ass, he was right. It's your bitch ass. You know, so not shoot nobody. You see you run. We see your man get whooped. He's a security guard. What the? How you hire a security guard and he get whooped? Like, what are you doing, nigga? Like, learn the techniques. Man. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Leroy, nigga. Like, try to find the glow. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
This nigga's crazy.
Yo. Yeah, the funniest part about motherfucking. The funniest part about Safari was when he was coming to see Joe at Joe Crib and shit. And you know, he's in the back of the Suburban and shit. And the fucking all the windows is up except for his. He got his window down. I'm like, yo, come on, man. What the fuck you doing out here, man?
I'm icy.
That nigga be looking crazy.
I be fucking bitches all y'all dream about. What?
Oh my God. And they going on indictment with that shit.
Yeah, the indictment is wrong place.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You can really get hurt, man. You need to watch yourself.
What's wrong?
I don't want nobody to get hurt. Like, he doing too much.
Yo, Dave, was he doing too much on indictment? You know about indictment a little bit.
I've been indictment once. Yeah.
You're a New York nigga. Was he doing? Was he doing?
Yeah,
too
he was
much
doing
indict-
too much on indictment. You can't be out there. Yeah,
I thought he was
stupid.
I thought he was.
And then the song wasn't even hot. Like,
right?
You can't get mad at people because your song won't hot. It was fucking lame. Like, I listened to a shit like, what the fuck? Like,
right?
If you can't do music yourself, just write it a song. Let somebody else do it, bro. I don't know what the fuck going on. It's not working out for you.
Is he one of the dudes that makes New York look kind of bad a little bit because he kind of corny? Has he made New York look bad because he corny?
I just feel like rap ain't for him. Like, he need to find something else.
I think
he
make himself look bad.
Yeah, like, he could be a star. Like, I feel like,
but he's a
star, but he just don't know where to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, once he gets,
I'm talking about as far as a regional thing. You know, he love to claim New York.
He's from Queens, man.
I thought he was from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Queens, well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, so I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Does he make it, I mean, does he make it look bad?
Brooklyn, I think from Brooklyn.
Huh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Make it look bad with the rap, like, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't a rapper, though. Is he?
I don't know what he is.
He ain't a rapper to me.
He's like half. he's like half rapper, Jamaican singer. I don't know what's going on.
Let's be clear. Dancing. He ain't a rapper to me. I ain't looking for his shit. For real.
I don't think nobody is. Oh, so now you feel like I was. Tekashi, I'm not listening to it.
Oh, that's how you feeling? Yo, that's how you feeling? You gonna take it there?
Go ahead and take it there. I'm not listening to Safari. Like, what?
I ain't either.
Okay, man. You don't care how much money you pay me.
You ain't listening to Tekashi either. He might get off.
I take that back.
That's the crazy part. He might get off, man.
I listen to Tekashi with that Nicki song.
That shit hard.
How it go?
What
are you talking about?
That's not how it go, my nigga.
I'm not saying all that. She was nasty shit, with it. I'm a dude. Like, I'm not gonna say it.
She was nasty.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna rap his part. I don't like it. But
right.
I'm not gonna rap her part. She was nasty. She was nasty. Said she put it all in his face. That's all. Plus, I was like, what?
What?
Okay.
How'd
it taste? Okay.
She said, how it taste?
Yo, she said, how it taste?
Yo, the fucking dirty water is fucking delicious. What's on point, man?
Yeah, Dave saucy.
You saucy. Moses saucy.
Nah, I'm good right now, though.
Moses saucy.
Saucy, I'll be good.
Nah, you saucy.
Splurging.
Dave saucy, too. Mm-hmm. Y'all both saucy. I ain't saucy yet.
No, no. The bottle ain't even done yet, my nigga.
You gonna finish it?
I might do it.
You ain't gonna finish it.
Man, get out of here, man. I might.
All right, well, look, one of our next topics was why don't we stick together?
What is, it's black people?
Yes. You know what the fuck I was talking about. You know exactly what the fuck I was talking about, nigga. Why don't we stick together?
Let me get a little blunt, man. I ain't gonna go for it.
Nah, fuck that. You got blunt, and you got all that shit in. Nigga, you got the dirty water going on. Pour some more. Whatever
I'm not
you gotta
doing
do.
It, no.
Listen, this is where we at. Why don't we stick together? On some. Now let's get it. Let's not get it twisted, because I fuck with white people. I'm just saying. You know what it's like? You know what's the saying around here? It's like, oh, white people stick together. Why don't we stick together? instead of like tearing each other down, trying to rob each other, shoot each other, hate on each other, count each other's money, whatever. Like, why don't we stick together?
I think it's a
and you gonna answer this
trick thing. Like,
you gonna answer this shit too, Dave?
Like,
yeah, you gonna answer this shit. Nigga.
Crabs in the bucket, you know what I'm saying? Just like the old saying, crabs in the bucket. Like,
I'm agreeing with Moses. I'm agreeing.
Like, we just don't want to see each other shine no matter what. Even though
someone
be successful. If we don't do the things we do, like even with smoking wise or whatever, if they don't drink, you don't down that person. You still talk to that person. They still got the same feelings you might have, or even better. Most of the time, you get along with people like that. Everybody don't do the same thing. Most. That's what makes you different.
There you go.
Everybody's unique in their own way. So, like,
right.
I just feel like at the same time, we need to do more too. We just can't say, oh, what's wrong with black people? Then we don't do nothing. I think sometimes we talk too much and don't do what we're saying.
Yeah, but so we all sit together.
It's a lot of push I think need to be done with that. But as long as it, sometimes I love my black people because a lot of times we do stick together when something go down.
Like what?
Either with family, anything. Like you'll see, like people at work there help somebody out, especially they ain't got no food. A lot of times we done got some food for them, you know what I'm saying, or did something for them. So it shows like sometimes they care, but like.
Is it like we stay together when something drastic happens? Let's say, because you know we in Fayetteville, so like when a hurricane happens, then we want to stay together? I feel like we need to be sticking together through that and, you know what I mean, with that too. No?
I just think it's some mindset thing. Like,
we like, spend the most money
together. Like, look when we had together with Malcolm X or when
we spend Martin the most money,
alive,
man.
Like, we had a lot of power back then. So
we got a lot of power now.
Yeah, but we don't really use it as we should.
That's what I'm saying.
But a lot of people use it. Like, I like what T.I. be doing. I like what David Banner be doing. Like.
We spend the most money, Moses.
Yeah.
We spend the most money.
But where do we spend that money at?
Exactly.
That's where the problem lies.
That's where the problem
do
lies.
Do we spend most money?
We want to get Gucci belts and all that other shit instead of just investing in each other and go, you know, build an empire together and stick together and get money together.
It could be because we didn't have any examples of that, so not how the white man did us when we got up there,
right?
So it's gonna take some time to, you know, you gotta influence that shit, gotta be dropped down generation through generation through generation. This shit is already fucked up, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
So it's gonna take some doing.
He in there. Hey, yo.
3 minus 0.
Little homie.
There you go.
Right.
Oh. See what we got going on, engineer? You see what we got going on, engineer? Hey, look.
And we ain't editing shit.
Yep.
We ain't editing shit.
Love the kids.
Love them. But goddamn, engineer. they came in like, fuck your recording.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, dread it out. Dread it out. Love them.
Three.
Love them. Right. You know what I mean? What the fuck
smart
was that?
Kid.
I don't even. What the fuck? God damn it. Shit. I just. Where was we at? Oh, us not sticking together. We need to start sticking together. Let's just say that. We need to start sticking together. We need to start building together. We need to start getting money together. We need to stop hating on each other. Like, and nothing against white people, because I fuck with white people too. Don't get it twisted.
I think we fuck with everybody. We got like a good heart. We got a good heart.
One of my best friends is a white person. So it's not that. It's just that the negativity and the crabs in the barrel mentality that was just stated earlier. You know what I mean? It's like, why? Why is it like that? You don't need to be like that. Agreed or no? Y'all ain't fucking with me?
Agreed.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all don't
agreed.
Fuck with me. Y'all
agreed.
Fuck with
agreed.
Me. Must be a dirty word talk.
Anyway. Get out of here, man. I agree with you, like, the same time. We need to just do something about it, but at the same time, can't we? North Carolina is hard.
Starts with the kids.
Agreed. Parenting.
Parenting, the kids. Got to start with that generation. Hopefully, they can flip it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll probably be long gone, but hopefully they'll have the right knowledge to make shit better, you know what I mean? Right.
Can I say this? It's hard to...
You say what you want. You on dirty water, brother. Go ahead. Do your thing.
It's hard to give respect now, because a lot of people, like, I try to teach my son to say yes, sir, and, no, ma'am. A lot of people be like, don't say that, don't say that. It messes them up. I feel like... in a way, like, it still shows respect and still show you how to carry yourself at the same time, but that's lost now. Like, it's very different now, especially with the kids. So they really got to raise themselves, some of them.
I agree. So, let's go ahead and run into that shit you was talking about that you wanted to get into earlier, Moses, about the Ville. About the shit that be going on. We always like to end our podcast with like a little nice little Ville segment, cause this is where we at 910. You know what I mean? Shout out to Eastside. We already did all that. But what was you saying earlier when we was talking earlier?
I just told you I'm sick of these goddamn bums always asking me for a fucking dollar. Like, get a job, nigga. Like, I got bills. What the fuck I look like?
What you?
Don't get it wrong. I'm sorry. Don't get it wrong. I help out anybody. It's no problem. But at the same time, like, you ain't want nothing to eat. Like, I'd be like, come over here and get I'll wait for your sandwich. Oh, no, I just need $3. So what the fuck? You talking about you're hungry? You need $3. But when I say I want to get you a burger, you say, no. I'm like, nah. You might have played with that, homeboy. Don't sit up there. You get you a job. Yeah. You got a habit like that. That's not my fault.
Right. Right.
So yeah, that's how. Yeah, I was at the store, and yo, this nigga almost convinced me that he was my goddamn cousin.
Really?
Trying to get some goddamn change out of me.
Jesus.
Some bullshit. I almost gave it to him.
Was a random nigga?
Or? Nah, I knew that he kind of looked familiar, because, you know what I mean, my peoples talk to him every time we got the store. This nigga started naming niggas that I knew. I'm like, oh, this nigga might be my cousin. He might need a couple. But I ain't had nothing for him, though.
He thought he had something. He was like, I got him. I knew people he know I got him.
He was like, yeah, fuck your family afterwards.
Yo, how cruel.
There you go, Moses. Yeah, I remember a time. This was back in the day, though. This is a long time ago. This is when I was driving a Lexus. And I was at a gas station getting some gas, and this motherfucker came up to me. He was like, yo, my family around the corner, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get some gas in my car. Boom, boom, bam. I was like, all right, cool. And, you know, I was just, you know, like, I don't got a problem helping out somebody. That's just me. That's how I do. Mm-hmm. So I was like, here, take this little $5. Boom. So then I put the gas in my whip, and I'm pulling off. I get ready. I got right in the traffic and look back and see this motherfucker walking out with a case of beer. I was like, God, this motherfucker.
Got you.
And I had my pistol, too. I wanted to shoot him. But I don't know. I can't.
For $5.
Listen, man. It was a principle, man. Damn. Like, how you going to do that? Like, you know what I mean?
He didn't even wait till you drove off.
Right.
That nigga
right.
Hard.
Right, right.
Let me get this beer right in front of him. Thanks.
If I see him again, I might give him an elbow or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, you don't even know. You don't remember what
man,
this is
for. Man,
leave
that dude alone, man.
Man, whatever. That's the Ville, man. This should be crazy out here, man. These motherfuckers.
Leave him alone.
Man. I love the city. Yeah, I love the city. Shout out to East Side, but man. The East Side. But man. Niggas be. Maybe acting up, man. They be acting up, man. They don't give a fuck.
I just want to do wrestling.
They for like self.
One time on, you know on the bum. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, can I wham?
It's a wrestling move.
Yo, you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm about to do. I'm about to get a BB gun. I might start shooting you niggas with a BB gun. That's what I'm about to do. Up. Nah, I ain't shit. That's what, no, the pellet guns. Oh. Remember the Pelican? I'm gonna shoot you niggas with the Pelicans. That's exactly what the fuck I'm gonna do. Fuck that shit, man. I'll pull up on you bums, and I'm gonna shoot you right in the kneecap with the Pelican 7 times.
Why you can't just shoot them with rubber bullets?
No, I'm gonna shoot them with the Pelican.
Rubber bullets is gonna bounce off. It's gonna make sure they know they was hit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the pellet's gonna make sure he bleeds.
Nah,
just
ask
not
me,
that much.
Just ask for some money.
Would you? Fuck.
Just ask me for some money. See what I do. I'm gonna count in front of you. And be like, I ain't got nothing, bro.
I'm shooting right in the fucking kneecaps, man. I'm shooting right in the toe, man. All that shit. Man, listen. We tried this shit again like we said we was going to do. Hit us up on motherfucking dirtywaterpodcast@gmail.com. We also on Instagram. dirtywaterpodcast@instagram.com. We on Spotify. Yeah, I mean, we on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. If you hear this shit, if you fucking with us, fuck with us. We just trying some shit, man. We got Moses in this motherfucker. We got Dave in this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm Lex.
Moses.
This motherfucking, the engineer be rich in this motherfucker. Yep. And we out of this motherfucker. And shout out to the East Side in the Ville like we always like to do it. Yeah.